from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. It is your home for Detroit Piston basketball when they next play, which we think will be later on this year, but that's irrelevant right now. Arne Tellem is the vice chairman of the Detroit Pistons, longtime agent in this league, and kind enough to give us a few moments here this morning. Arne, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. We really appreciate you coming on and appreciate the time. You guys are going to announce that Troy Weaver is your brand new general manager. Tell us what you think about Troy and why he leapt to the top of the list for you and for the team.
We're really lucky to get Troy. He's someone that I've targeted over the last few years, that if we ended up hiring a GM, he would be a very strong candidate. I've known him a long time. He was a very successful AAU coach, is probably where I met him in the 90s. And then he's worked every job in basketball. He was an assistant coach in college. He was a scout and then worked his way up to being vice president of basketball operations with the Thunder. But he has a tremendous eye for talent. As we go through a rebuild, I think we all felt that the most important skill that we needed in someone coming in was the ability to find talent, identify talent. I think he's one of the best talent evaluators in the NBA for many years. And look, 75 to 80, maybe even more, percent of our success now going forward is going to be in the draft. We have to get the draft right, and I really feel we have a good team already, and I think he'll only add to that and really help us. I dealt with him specifically when we represented Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams in the draft with Oklahoma City, and I can tell you firsthand that with Russell Westbrook, when he came out of college in April, no NBA executive had him in the top 20 in the draft, other than Troy Weaver, who had him as a high lottery pick, and thought his incredible competitiveness and athletic ability would make him one of the greats. And I remember his line was that if everyone had Russell Westbrook in the 20s, this was a hell of a draft, a historic NBA draft. but he identified him very early, and they came out and spent time watching him at our gym in Santa Monica, and when he was working out with Derrick Rose, and committed to him very early that they were going to take him if he was there when they had with their draft pick. And then again, the same thing, same story with Steven Adams. Steven Adams, when he was coming out of Pitt, very few people knew him. He was from New Zealand and had played 1 year of college basketball, everyone thought he was crazy to come out. They thought he was a second round pick and not Troy Weaver. Troy Weaver had him very high in the draft. And again, I think they picked him 11th or 12th that year. I think it was in the lottery. And he was on him before everyone and said that he was going to be a lottery pick. And I was astonished when he said that with both players, because everyone else in the NBA was marching to a different tune with both of them. And it always struck me that he's just went about his business. He had a really good eye for talent. And as we go through this rebuild, that's really what it's going to be all about, is really making sure we get the picks right and then finding the right, you know, young free agents that that may blossom into, you know, top players. I think we have a great team with Ed and Greg Polinsky and the others in the front office, but I think Troy just is a fantastic addition. I think we're really fortunate to have him. He's a good person, a dear friend, and I think he'll really fit in well. And I think he also has a great skill of recruiting players. He's a great communicator. He really has played an important role with Oklahoma City in keeping when they kept Paul George. He was basically, you know, living with him in LA up until the time that they signed him a couple years ago. So I think he's just going to be a great fit. I really do.
The hire has been lauded, not just locally, but nationally, pundits and ESPN and all the shows. The question I have, Arne, is the structure of the organization. The only negative, are there too many chefs in the kitchen, or is Troy Weaver, he's going to have basically the final say on all personnel? Because, you know, you have the owner, there's you, there's Ed, and then there's Troy. Who has the – is Troy going to have the say, and that's why he took the job?
Yeah, I mean, he's the GM. He's going to have a significant say. Look, in every organization, even Jerry West had to ultimately get the approval of the owner. I think we trust Troy and Ed. Ed, you know, came in as a senior advisor to ownership and is, you know, will be there to help. Ed has tremendous experience, and really has a very good feel for just in a lot of areas of running a front office. And I think he'll you know, so I think the key team will clearly be on an everyday basis is Troy is the GM running, being with full GM authority, and Ed will be there helping to help guide the ship too. And I'll be a resource when they need me to help out, with strategy or particular issues with relationships. So I don't think it's any more, you know, different than many other structures in the, around the league. I think, inevitably, there's a group of people that you rely on. I think we have some very good senior people that will help guide the ship, and clearly, you know, Troy's going to be front and center now as the general manager.
Arne Tellem with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Many times a general manager will have the hire of a new head coach, but I know you guys have a head coach you're very high on in Dwayne Casey. In fact, Dwayne, what I read, talked to Troy Weaver during the recruitment or the hiring process. So is this – there's no news to be made there, correct? Dwayne Casey is remaining as your head coach?
Oh, no, absolutely. We love Dwayne Casey. Dwayne Casey is the rock of the organization. We were lucky to get him a couple of years ago when we went through this search. He's a terrific coach, but you know, the thing that that's really impressed me so much about Dwayne is that his interest in helping, just like in this process and participating, and giving his thoughts as we interviewed the candidates. He was an active participant and so I think it's really a real partnership. And he's more than just the head coach. He's a true leader of this organization.
What does Troy Weaver feel about Christian Wood? Is it imperative to sign him, obviously at a particular price, but Christian Wood seems to be one of those guys that you talked about getting young free agents. You have a young free agent who looked really, really good for a lot of the season.
No, I think Troy likes Christian Wood, is a big fan of Christian Wood. I think he feels he's really come on like last year and really developing into a very good player. And certainly a player that we would like to keep. And that will be, you know, he's a free agent. And God knows what free agency is going to be like this year, given all that's happened and happening. But Christian Wood turned into a very good young player for us, and you know, our goal is to keep him.
Arn, what did you kind of alluded to it there? What's your overall take as somebody who's been around this game for such a long time about the immediate future of the NBA? Are you supportive of this bubble plan and what we might be seeing, or are you curious, just like everybody else, on how it's all going to play out and what it's going to be like for a viewer? Because that's what you're going to be, just like us. You'll be watching as opposed to being in the bubble the way some other NBA teams are.
I think the NBA has done a terrific job. It was the first league to stop play out of, you know, concerns for safety and the well-being of the players and the coaches and all that are involved in the game. And I think they really have come up with a very thoughtful plan to come back to play. The players, the vast majority of players want to play. I think our fans want to see basketball. And I think they're doing it in a safe way to maintain, you know, with the number one priority being the well-being and the health of the players and all the people that will be in Orlando. And look, I think, you know, I think at least they'll finish the season. A champion will be crowned. You know, my bigger concern right now is next year. And I think next year there's also a lot of issues that are going to have to be worked with, starting with, you know, working out the cap, the tax, all the rules that are going to govern given what's happened this year. I think those are going to be interesting, you know, complicated and challenging negotiations. But I have no doubt with the leadership, you know, with Adam Silver, that that there'll be a fair deal for both sides. And two, the challenge is going to be getting, you know, how do we bring back fans to sports? You know, without a vaccine, I think the beginning of next year is going to be very challenging. And whether we're playing fanless or with, you know, or in socially distanced arenas, I think this is really going to be the challenge going into next year. And if, you know, we're seeing now in parts of the country, even in Florida, where the rules were relaxed early, you know, a spiking of the virus. So the virus is still very much present and not going away anytime soon. So this challenge is going to continue into next year. Life is not going to be back to 100% normal for any of us, or any business, you know, through 2020 and going into 2021. So we're all going to have to deal with it. But the one thing I believe in is that I think the NBA is the most progressive league by far. I think it's a true partnership between the players and the league. And inevitably, I have total faith that of any sports league that they'll be able to continue to adapt to these challenges, and basketball will be played. And we'll have a full season next year.
Final thing, you are in the unique position of being a big agent, an executive, and you're a huge sports fan. You're a big baseball fan. What can you from your perspective, watching what's going on in baseball with this back and forth bull crap or whatever, what do you think should happen? What would you do if you were somehow in this situation, whether you were an agent or even an executive? Because it just seems like this is going nowhere fast.
I started in baseball as an agent. I have a great love for the game. It pains me to watch what's going on. I think there's a deal to be had there. I think it's so in the interest of the country to have baseball come back and play this summer. You would think that there are some obvious, you see where the parties are, that there's some compromises.
Right. They're 10 games apart.
Right. That they should be able to work this out. And look, I think that the main thing, again, what the NBA has done first is to agree on what is the best, the safest manner to do it, and how many games should that be. And then two is the economic split. And obviously, you know, basketball and hockey, there's sort of a roadmap given there's a salary cap. Baseball is a little bit more challenging given that there is not a salary cap. But they should be able to, you know, those issues should be readily solvable. And I believe in the end, they have to be. There's no choice. They have to play. They have to come to an agreement. And I suspect that they will. But probably with baseball, as always, in these situations, it'll go down to the last second, literally the last second, and they'll get a deal done, is my prediction.
All right. Thanks, Arn. Appreciate it, as always. Thanks for getting up early, because I know you're out in L.A. with your family. Yeah. Have a great Father's Day weekend, and hope to see you soon.
Stoney, I'm not in Ventnor, which is where I should be, but Ed's down in Avalon, so someone from the organization is back where our roots are. So
you have the Jersey Shore covered. Good.
We have the Jersey Shore covered, and we give. And by the way, Ed and I gave Troy grief. The first thing we said to him collectively is, "You may be from D.C., but just you have to recognize that Philadelphia is where they invented basketball. So not Indiana, not Kentucky, out of respect for Dwayne Casey." Not Washington, D.C. for Troy Weaver or Dave Bing, but Philadelphia, and Troy got a good laugh out of that. So, anyway, but all my best to everyone back there.
All right. Thanks, Arn.
Thanks, Arn. Appreciate it very much. Arn Tellem, the vice chair of the Detroit Pistons, keeping that Philadelphia thing alive, Stoney. 97-1 the ticket.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.